This is CliffCentral.com. The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
Good morning. I am Nathan Rowe, and I am just the Thin today because the Rich and the Fabulous is away. He is in Cape Town, and he is joining us on the line. Alan Ford, where about are you, my friend?
Good morning, and kisses from coast to coast.
Yeah, I'm a little bit jealous that you're at the coast and I'm landlocked.
Well, if you think about it, we spent a lot of time last week at the coast and landlocked, actually, if you think about it.
Yes.
And Nathan, well, what an incredible week we had last week.
We did have a fantastic week, and for the first time, I can actually join you in saying, kisses from coast to coast.
Well, it was a brilliant week, and I cannot wait because we'll be talking more about it next week on the show. With rugby player Conrad Yankees and comedian Dalen Oliver, because obviously with Bright Rock, we went around the country, or the Western Cape in particular, filming some of the most interesting change moments sports in Coaches Are Us. And Nathan, wasn't that just the best? Wasn't it insane?
It really was the best, and I've realized I have a fear of ostriches.
Well, ostrich racing is just one of the things that we filmed and were part of. We did blow karting, we did surf skiing, we did
underwater hockey,
table tennis at midnight. It was one of those things that was so brilliant, and it was an insane week, Nathan.
Yeah.
And that is what I love about being in this business, the business of entertainment.
For the listeners that don't know what we did, we went around South Africa finding new and exciting sports, and we played a whole bunch of strange sports. And I got to do clay pigeon shooting, which I'm actually really good at. Either it's really easy or I'm really good at it.
No, you really were good at it. But that's just some of the stuff. I mean, if you think about last week, we filmed from Nasna, Cape Town, Nasna, Stellenbosch. We were in Oudtshoorn. I mean, I was in the middle of this, went into the opening of the launch of Fort Annabella on Cape Net. We launched that on Wednesday last week. So, I mean, I flew in and flew out while you guys were driving to Oudtshoorn. And it just shows you the magic of this business called entertainment. You don't stop. You guys had to fly out, both you and Matthew Marinus had to leave.
Or Matthew Marinus, as he prefers to be called.
And I love aggravating it. Because as you landed back in Johannesburg on Friday, you had a gig. And the thing was, so it shows you this business is, it's not for the faint-hearted.
No.
It is, you know, and make hay while the sun shines.
And I must say, like a lot of people think it's really glamorous because, oh, you get to travel the country while we're sitting at a desk.
Yeah.
And it is that. It really is. But there's also dealing with airports, waiting for baggage, sitting with your knees against the seat in front of you. So there are some downsides to it. Like at least at your desk, your knees aren't touching anything.
People don't understand that we began some mornings at 7 o'clock and we should finish at midnight, starting the next morning at 7 o'clock again, and then driving to another area, doing another thing. You have to be slightly schizophrenic, actually, if you think about it.
Yeah.
But the whole thing that is brilliant is that we do this, and because we love it, and because we ultimately are able to entertain millions of people across South Africa and the world. And so every time you turn on a television, or you listen to a CD, or you go to a concert, or you watch a movie, or go to a production on stage, all that work and that effort is there for you, and that's what we do it for.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. This is why we do this show.
Speaking of entertainment, Al, you know what? We've got quite a show today.
What do we do?
Can you hear the trumpets?
Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa.
Now, you know why I'm playing Rocky, right? Because today we're talking about all sorts of different fighting, and not the kind that involves your fists. We're talking about entertainment. These are the heavy hitters in entertainment. So today on the show, we're going to talk to Khan Morby, who's doing Rocktober Rumble. So let's get ready to rumble.
With a wonderful parlor stone.
Yes, of course. And then we're going to chat to Sipumza Lutwaba, Gregory Makoma. They're from King Kong, right? They are the musical director and the choreographer for the amazing King Kong, which is getting 5-star reviews everywhere. It's toured Europe. It broke huge stars like Miriam Makeba and Hugh Masekela, this show.
And Hugh Masekela, great. Mm.
So it's exciting.
It was on the West End for years. It is in South Africa. If people haven't seen it, you have to see this because it will blow your brain.
Yeah.
But again, it's one of those old, it's like going to see Sunset Boulevard, that type of wonderful old musical. But again, has the history, it's a beautiful story regarding boxing, but they'll tell you all about that. And I love Khan. Please ask him to come in next week. We'd love to get him to sing for us and do some fun stuff. Get him into the studio.
I'll see if I can.
See if you can. Nathan, other great things that I want to tell you about is I'm very excited to tell you that next week I'm going to be in Cape Town.
Again? So you're just staying in Cape Town, basically. You're not coming back.
I'm actually at the airport flying out now. Trusted the fish was standing next to me 2 minutes ago. But he had to run to the plane, otherwise we were going to chat to him. But this is so much fun because we are going. Actually, it's really important. The Tusk Trust Conservation Awards are happening next week in Cape Town. And I wanted to tell you who are some of the people that are going to be there. First and foremost, we're going to have a bit of royalty from the UK.
Nice.
I'm not saying who it is, but they haven't announced it. Obviously, they don't do it until the last minute.
Is it Meghan Markle?
He'll either be there or he'll... What did you say?
Is it Meghan Markle?
No, it's much better. He's a prince.
Oh, okay.
And one day we'll be a king.
I'm more of a Meghan Markle fan.
So, yes, we're looking at Prince William Victor, who could possibly be coming to South Africa, and we'll be talking about that. But the more incredible thing is Derek Watts is hosting the evening. I've been involved with this from the UK's point of view, because it all happens in the UK. But 3 phenomenal guests will be there. We'll be doing short interviews with them, which we're going to cut and play as a special on the show for the week after next. But we've got F.W. de Klerk, Graça Machel, and Bishop Desmond Tutu. And that's quite incredible because 2 of them are Nobel Peace Prize winners, and the other was married to Nelson Mandela, obviously, the 3rd South African Nobel Peace Prize winner.
And obviously you're going to fly me down to Cape Town to be your cocoa, right?
No, you have to hold the sport.
Oh, come on, I have an action figure of Desmond Tutu. I need to meet this man.
Okay, but, well, it's going to be very, it's really going to be incredible.
I'm so jealous.
And, so that's going to be happening next week. I'm going to be telling you all about that.
Brilliant.
But again, this is a busy, wonderful life, ultimately, in the world of entertainment. And, things are really good. And again, I really look forward to having the new presenters on for Anadinger. That is the television show that I produce and do. That's happening shortly. Coaches are us. So we're nice and full. The world is busy, and I love it.
The world is busy, and it is a busy time for everyone. I think the downhill slope now to Christmas is insane for absolutely everyone across the board.
Well, it's what we want.
Especially the dramatic people. Which is fantastic.
Now, how is Swing City? And can I ask you, how's the album?
Swing City is great. The album is absolutely fantastic. They are selling like hotcakes. So that is great in this day and age where people don't even buy hotcakes anymore. We've got some awesome gigs lined up. We actually, we're doing one for Pravin Gordhan this week. So there we go. I get to meet Pravin. You can meet Desmond Tutu, and we're all friends.
Yeah, I've got Tutu, you've got Pravin. It's great. Let's put this all together.
Yeah, look at us rubbing shoulders with political heavy hitters, huh?
Yeah, well, I think it's these are people, but obviously they do great and good things.
Do you ever wonder if they think, oh, wow, I'm meeting Alan Ford this week?
I think some people do wonder.
That's cool.
Well, I just saw 2 people here in the lounge in the airport come up to customer office asking for photographs. So it depends the way everything goes.
Yes. So no one came up to you and was like, hey, I know you. You're thin and rich and fabulous.
Yes, well, no.
No, not yet. We need to work on our brand.
but again, a nice tech show today. Enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
Fun. I'm listening being with you in the studio. It was great traveling the country with you last week. And, of course, we had lots of interesting things coming up. Also, I was trying to get to, it sounds very exciting, Lady Antebellum on the show the week after next. So,
well, they're one of my favorite country duos, actually.
I know.
I sure love Lady Antebellum.
Did you hear about the passing of Hugh Hefner, that Playboy guy?
Did he die?
He died. Yeah, so there's one less perv in the world, really.
Will they still get the table mention?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure he left it all to himself or something weird. He was a strange one.
He was a strange man. He was still one of the weirdest people I ever saw in my life.
Yeah. I've read a few books about him, and not a great person, so the gene pool is a little bit better off, I think.
Well, I don't know if he was a bad person, just because he was selling sex and nudity.
Oh, yeah, no, that was the least of it.
No, he was a pimp.
Yeah.
He basically was a pimp. Yeah,
he was basically.
But you have a will be with you in a moment, plugging him onto the show, and I look forward to connecting with you shortly and soon. And have a brilliant show. Please, Nathan, sing me a song, boy. Sing me something beautiful.
I'll sing you something a little bit later, I'm afraid. I have to warm up, you know. We only sing from 20 past 9 and onwards. Anyway, thank you so much, yeah. Alan Ford, for joining me all the way from the airport.
Be safe. Be well.
And fly safe.
Be good.
Bye.
Be good.
You
have fun. Bye-bye.
The fabulous, the thin, and the rich Alan Ford on the line there, all the way from Cape Town. He's about to fly back. Busy, busy man, and wow, rubbing shoulders with all the important people, which is absolutely great for him. We know how important that is to meet important people. It makes you feel great and important. And we have a very important person on the line, actually. I hope. No, we don't. All right, but we'll get him on the line shortly. We're going to be speaking to Con Morby, the head man, the front man of the Parlatones, and he's going to be chatting about a very exciting project that's happening just before Halloween this year, which is quite exciting. I've been working on my own Halloween costume, actually. I'm going as Black Manta this year, but no one really knows who that is. Let me enlighten the amazing people of the Cliff Central listeners to who Black Manta is. There's a superhero called Aquaman, and his arch nemesis is Black Manta. And it looks like he's wearing a fishbowl on his head, and I think it's going to make a great Halloween costume. I hope you guys are all planning your Halloween costumes in turn, so that's going to be fun. The superhero movies really are taking over. Justice League comes out in November. I'm super excited about that. And one of my favorite leaguers is Con Morby, and we have him on the line. Con Morby, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you? I was just trying to waste time by talking about the Justice League, which is all I really know about. So as soon as I don't have anything planned, I just switch to Justice League. How are you, Con Morby?
I'm good, eh? It's quite cold morning, Joburg.
It is a little bit mizz today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like London weather.
It brings rain.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
how are you, man? So what are you up to? Are you just chilling in bed, or I mean, it's you guys wake up?
No, I don't chill in bed these days.
Oh.
I've got a two-year-old and I've got twins. So,
I actually thought you would be at the Chalk Telethon today, because they said all the top celebrities are going to be there.
Right.
So yes, I thought,
I am, and I have kind of lent some of my support towards it, but no, mornings are crazy for me.
Yeah, it's a great initiative. I mean, last I heard, there were over 150,000 rand already.
And oh, that's great.
Still the morning, yeah.
So
I want to chat to you about this thing that's happening in October. It's Rocktober Rumble. Tell me what's happening.
Yeah, so it's, it's, you know, the name kind of lends itself to what it is. It's a whole bunch of rock bands at Carnival City.
Yeah.
And myself, Pump Circle, Venero, Mita Nafeng.
And then, so those are the kind of the oldies, I'm sorry, not oldies, but, you know, the greats, the legends, you know, the Partytones, Prime Circle, Crash Car Burn, The Narrow. And then tell me about the newcomers. Who are some of the newcomers?
Well, I think Swift Resistance is quite new, and there's a band, I think, called Dirty Moonshine.
Yes.
And so they're both relatively new. But the rest have all been, you know, kicking about for some time.
Doing this for a while. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's kind of, you know, I think guitar music's one of those things that falls in and out of favor, you know, like it does with trends.
Sure.
But never really goes away.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, like rock music. Where is rock music at the moment? Is it still there?
Yeah, it's definitely there. I mean, obviously it's not the popular genre at the current time. You know, it's not the one that's dominating the airwaves.
Yeah.
But I think there'll always be a place for guitar music. And, you know, the pendulum generally swings.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be a market that, you know, likes to see performers performing actual instruments on stage. You know, all music has a place.
Yeah, I mean, because we're kind of in the drum machine DJ, time in
my
the world.
Laptop kind of thing.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of DJs with just a laptop and a cable.
Yeah. I always say my next lifetime I'm coming back with just a laptop.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've seen so many DJs where I think, wow, you know, you hear people say, wow, that was so amazing. That guy was so good. And I was like, well, Michael Jackson Thriller was good that he played, and you know, and you kind of list the songs of musicians that he played.
No. But I mean, like I say, all music has its place.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not my vibe, but it's someone else's. And look, I've always liked the cool thing about being a DJ is you can do four gigs a night.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you sing, near impossible to do it. You know, your voice is just not going to...
Yeah, after 45 minutes, you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so what are you up to at the moment? I mean, I know, obviously, Partytones is busy, and are you still doing your solo project?
Yeah, I do both. It's quite exciting for the Partytones at the moment because we're busy working on a new album.
Brilliant.
And next year is our 20-year anniversary.
20 years?
Yeah. I know.
That's so double the Kardashians.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I wish we had double their income.
Yeah. Or even a quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Well done.
So, we're going to release an album to kind of celebrate the fact that we've been doing this for 20 years.
Brilliant.
We're going to release 20 songs as well. Kind of will coincide with 20 years and blah, blah, blah.
Are these songs that have been written over the 20 years, or have you just kind of started writing these? Are these all fresh?
No, these are all new. I mean, they've probably been written over the last year and a half.
Okay, so it's not going to be some bands release an album with 40 songs on it, and it's just the kind of B-sides that they never released over the years. So I'm glad to hear writing fresh stuff.
No, of course. Yes, no, definitely. And I mean, it was quite a cool process because I've flown... went to the UK at least four times, and I've written, you know, I've gone and sat with different songwriters across the UK and written a whole bunch of songs. So that's quite cool because it gives a different different flavor.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm sure the weather adds a different mood as well. Although today might be a good
day
to
write. Yeah, they're all going to be sad, miserable songs.
Yeah, sad, drizzly kind of songs, yeah. Awesome, man. Yeah. Well, fantastic. So Rocktober, when is it happening exactly? 28th, eh?
28th of October.
And where can people get tickets?
That is a very good question. I probably should know the answer, and I'm going to say CompuTicket.
Right. But, I should probably also know that. Let's go with CompuTicket. It's quite a kind of a safe bet.
Yeah, let's go with that one. Yeah.
If not, web tickets maybe.
It could be Ticket Pro. It could be one of those three.
Anyway, Google it. I'm pretty sure you'll find it. I'm sure there's
Google
a Facebook
it, yeah.
page. Yes, and we'll be seeing you there. Is there a Halloween theme to it at all? I know it's right on the doorstep of Halloween.
Well, generally, rock bands are scary-looking.
Yeah, I was about to say, Partytones is pretty Halloween-ified anyway.
Yeah, we've been Halloween from the
Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, we'll see you there, and all the best. All the best for that 2-year-old.
Yeah, so 2-year-old and twins if you are 2 weeks old.
2-year-old and twins. That's a lot of twos.
Yeah, jeepers. Exactly.
If you're playing Lotto today, 2 is the number because Alan's meeting Desmond Tutu. You've got twins and a 2-year-old. Exciting times. All right, cool, man. Have a great day, hey?
Thanks for the chat. You too, man.
Cheers. Colin Morby from the Parlor Tones. Amazing, amazing man. Shall we listen to some of their music? Why not? The phenomenal Colin Morby doing amazing things. He said he mentioned he did stuff with Chuck, and now he's doing this amazing rock concert in October, the 28th of October, Rocktober Rumble. So we've got a lot of rumbling, as I mentioned earlier. We're talking to the choreographer from the King Kong, the musical, which is one of the greatest South African musicals, I think, that has ever existed. It came out in 1959. It broke people like Miriam Makeba was in it, Hugh Masekela was in it, and last week we spoke to Abdullah Ibrahim, and he was telling us a story about how he lost his band to King Kong, because when King Kong wanted to go to Europe, they needed a band to go with, and they asked Abdullah Ibrahim's band, and he was left alone just to make it big on his own. So I don't know who got the short end of the stick there. I think it was long sticks all round, which is just quite amazing. And the music is phenomenal. I actually have something from the musical to show you. It's beautiful. It just sounds classic, and it's amazing. Here is King Kong the Musical. So as you can hear, top-notch chill jazz music. Now picture that in the setting of a township in the 1950s South Africa about boxing. Oh, it's going to be so, so beautiful. I cannot wait to see this. So this opens on the 12th of September and it runs until the 8th of October 2017 at the Nelson Mandela Theatre. At the Joburg Theatre in Joburg. It just finished its run in Cape Town, and it came off two absolutely rave reviews. I mean, this was like 5-star reviews, which is interesting, yeah, for a South African theatre thing. You know, usually we hate ourselves. We're a little bit hard on our own theatre. You know, we've spoken to a few actors over the past few months, and they've been battling with the reviews, I think. Our reviewers are harsh. But it's also good because it keeps the standard up, and that is amazing. So we get awesome standards like this. That is King Kong. Oh, I cannot wait to see this. The music is amazing. The musical director on it is Sipumza Lutwaba. And it's actually his first job as musical director in this huge theater world. And he's worked on Dreamgirls, Rocky Horror, Funny Girl. He's just done so much stuff. And he also actually plays bass in the show. So would have loved to have chatted to him about the music, because that music, oh, just does something to my soul. It's so, so beautiful. On the line, we're going to get Gregory Makoma, who is the choreographer. Now, this guy is one of the most talented choreographers around. And shame, he was actually in a bit of an accident this morning. So he was supposed to be here in studio with us, but he's had a bit of an accident. So we're going to phone him and see how he's doing. We're going to check up on him. Going back to Rocktober Rumble, one of the new bands that is on the list is the Sweet Resistance. And this is one of their songs. It's called Feel. It is such a beautiful song. It's one of my new favorites. Enjoy. That is the Sweet Resistance. They're going to be at Rocktober Rumble on the 28th of October. Get your tickets online. On the line now, we have Gregory Makoma. Gregory, how are you, sir?
Man, I'm very well, and how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I heard you had an accident this morning.
Yes, actually yesterday I was in rehearsal for another production, so I had my shoulder.
Apparently you dislocated your shoulder.
Part of it. It's part of our life in the creative industry. We pick up such injuries.
What kind of dance move were you doing that you dislocate your shoulder? Wow.
Well, I'm actually doing an opera with William Kentridge, and it's going to premiere next year. So we're in the process of discovering elements of it. So that's what I'm doing.
So
we're trying things.
You're discovering what to avoid as well.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Exactly.
Gregory, it's so good to have you online. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, even though you are injured. Gregory Makoma is a 3-times F&B Vita Award winner for choreography. You've won so many awards. I mean, I was looking at your CV, and it just looks like dates and awards. It's fantastic. Yeah. You must be very proud.
I am. I mean, it's hard work. 27 years of being consistent in this industry.
Amazing. And now King Kong. Tell me what it's like working on King Kong.
Oh, I mean, it's extraordinary. It's a dream, actually. Also, to have such a dream cast with you, that makes your life a little bit easier, because it's people who are informed by their craft.
Yes.
And they love what they're doing, so it makes your life a little bit easier as a creative person.
Right.
But also, I mean, for me to be part of such an amazing production that has so much history is a daunting experience by itself, because, you know, you want to live up to the expectations of people who have seen it before, or people who've heard about it, or people who've read about it. And yeah, there's so many expectations around the production itself, but it's been going pretty well.
Brilliant. I wanted to ask you, taking on a show like this, a show that's been around since 1959, it's toured the world, and now you've brought it back home. And I wanted to ask, now, is there standard choreography for this, or as the choreographer, do you get to put your own flavor on it?
Well, I mean, I think I was fortunate in this kind of work, because there wasn't a set choreography that was evident even in the archived material, except from the pictures that we were seeing. So I needed to kind of invent as I was going along, together with the director of the show. And be influenced by the music and the story, and to drive the energy of the time and the history of the time to influence my choices in terms of choreography.
Brilliant. And did you get to do any fight choreography? I mean, I know the story revolves around Ezekiel Dlamini, the heavyweight boxer. So obviously, I'm sure there's some boxing in it. So did you get a chance to work on some choreography with the boxers?
Absolutely. I mean, we worked with Richard, who is a fight choreographer. And I mean, he's very skilled in terms of making sure that there is safety when we tackle a fight within the choreography, or when the actors have to display a fight scene. So with his help, and also with the help of a boxing coach, that actually influenced the way in which we could stay true to the boxing and bring it alive. But also we wanted to stylize it. And bring in an aesthetic, to create also some kind of a form and a style into it. So it's not just boxing, but we take creative license in making sure that we make it special, that it's not just a fight,
yeah,
but it's thought through creatively.
Brilliant.
And to bring about, an image that is beyond just boxing, but to make it a spectacle.
Yeah, brilliant. And do you think this musical, King Kong, the musical, do you think it's come at an important time? I mean, we've just seen the biggest boxing fight of the century between Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. So there's a lot of interest in fighting in the boxing world. And also, the political climate in South Africa is in such a strange place at the moment. Do you think that Absolutely. King Kong is an important thing for people to see?
Absolutely, I agree. I mean, it's a cautionary tale, especially around the issues of our women being so senselessly killed in our time. And in this story, Ezekiel Dlamini, goes into prison for setting his girlfriend a joint, and also he commits suicide out of there because he wanted a harsher sentence.
Yeah,
that's what the judge has given him. So there is a cautionary tale in this.
Yes.
I mean, apart from that, it's set within a difficult history in our time in the 1959 in Sophia Town. And as we know, that Sophia Town was demolished later. I think a year later after the King Kong premiere. So it carries a lot of emotion.
Yes.
But at the same time, there's memory that is embedded in the work itself. But at the same time, it reminds us of where we come from as a country.
Mm.
And I think cautionary to events that are taking place, it's also cautionary to our political climate, that we must never forget where we come from. We come from really difficult times. So decisions that have been made within our leadership, in our country, need to be conscious of where we come from.
Yeah, amazing. I heard that Nelson Mandela was actually at the original screening of this this play back in the 60s, back in the 1950s.
Yeah.
And he actually said he thanked the director for, I can't remember his exact words, but he basically thanked him for painting a picture that supported the Rivonia trials.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was also when King Kong came into the picture at the Great Wall, it was also the time of the Rivonia trial at the same time. So, and we've seen the world because of where it is set and around, Ezekiel Dlamini going into prison and his release, but also his, demise after death and the fall of his stature, which, brought about by the public that we even today, we take people onto the highest level of stardom, and when they are at the pinnacle of their lives, something of this sort happens,
yes,
and they lose everything.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, when Nelson Mandela was a single production, and then he makes reference to the Treason Plan, because even for him, he was at the peak of his political career, but also of his a career as a lawyer. So it was at a pinnacle time that he felt, you know, something was about to be taken from.
Yeah, wow. Now, Gregory, this show started at Wits. It was first shown in the Wits Theatre, and then it went straight from Wits to the West End in London. Now, are there plans to take this show after the Joburg run? Are you thinking of taking this overseas?
Absolutely. There are talks at the moment to take it to Europe, and obviously, you know, the big, I think, opportunity will be for it to go to back to West End.
Brilliant.
And so, because it feels deserving of that. And as a black South African musical, I think, you know, it covers a whole lot of gaps which we are seeing within the musical industry in this country and around the world.
Yeah.
That there are not so many musicals that are about a black story.
Yeah.
And this is our story as South Africans, and we own it. And I think it will be a great opportunity if it could go around the globe and be seen by many people around the world.
Brilliant. Well, I hope it gets to Broadway next, eh?
Absolutely.
Gregory, thank you so much for joining us. When can people see the show? I have told him, but just from the horse's mouth here, let's have when is it opening in Joburg?
We've opened already in Joburg. It's running as we speak. It's on until the 8th of October.
The 8th.
And then it will go back to Cape Town for a second run in Cape Town from the 15th of December.
Brilliant.
But I think all South Africans, if you are in Joburg, please go and see it, because I think it's a story that you will really be proud of.
Yeah.
In terms of its creativity, in terms of the actors, in terms of what we were able to bring.
I'll go as far to say as you don't even go watch it because you told them to, but go watch it because you have to. I mean, this is a must see, I think, for all South Africans.
It is a must see.
Yeah.
It is a must see. Not because I'm not just saying it because I'm part of the creative, but I'm saying it because, you know, really I'm incredibly proud of what we were able to achieve with this production.
Really?
As a South African, and I think, you know, every South African needs to see.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Gregory. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. I hope your shoulder gets better. I hope you finish your work with William Kentridge and enjoy the rest of the run of King Kong. Hey,
thank you very much. It's much appreciated.
Cheers. Gregory Makoma from joining us there from I don't know where he is. Must be in Joburg, obviously, if the run is in Joburg. And they're busy running at the moment. Shame. Injured, doing a William Kentridge production. Shame. This is the industry. The dangers are real. It is heavy out there. All right. Next on the line, we're going to get Nina, who is calling us about a... Ooh, I don't even know. This is so exciting. It's like a Russian roulette with guests. Let's see if Nina is on the line. Nina, are you there? No, she's not on the line yet. But she will be soon. And she's going to be talking about an art festival. So I'm really excited about that. I like art. I like theatre. This is what it's like without Alan. I feel like I don't really know what I'm doing. It's like there's art and theatre, which I don't really know much about. I do know about the Justice League, but I won't go there again. Don't worry, I'll spare you that. So how's that? King Kong. Jeepers, I can't believe that. Nelson Mandela was at the opening night in 1959, and he commended the director for his work. And he just did such amazing things. This play is so phenomenal and so important for right now. It really is about the fall of the people's hero and the exposing of all his dark secrets and how he deals with that. And I think our president could maybe even benefit and should maybe see the play, and maybe he could relate a little bit, you know. But that's just an opinion piece. But let's find out if we got Nina on the line. All right. Nina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Ah, hello, Nina. How are you?
I'm so well, and you?
Yes, I'm wonderful, thank you. So, Alan briefly told me about what you're going to talk to me about, but I'd like you to just go for it. Tell me, what
are
you...
Okay, awesome. Are we on air?
We are on air.
Oh, great. Yeah, so we're talking about the Finery Arts Festival that's taking place this weekend at Kirikuren Country Estate. It's in Pretoria, it's 50 minutes drive from mainland, and it really is the most beautiful estate. You drive 15 minutes and it feels like you are in the Stellenbosch Winelands, and that's why they call it the Winelands of Gauteng.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, so the Finery Arts Festival is really all about celebrating the arts in all its forms. There's theater, there's live music, there's art installations with sculptors and painters. There's going to be amazing crafted food and craft beer and whatever craft drinks you can think of, tequila, vodka, bubble gin.
Wow.
Yeah, and then also obviously wines, as it is such a beautiful venue that reminds you of the Winelands.
Brilliant. What is craft exactly? I mean, I kind of know, but I have the feeling craft, when it's craft, like craft beer or craft gin, it's kind of homemade. Is that right?
Yes. So I'm not a crafter myself, but what I do know, it's obviously smaller scale, and I think it's like you said, handcrafted, and there's a process that goes in behind making the gin or the beer or the vodka.
And of course you can drop all those hipster words before it, like artisanal and bespoke, which is great.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
All right, so there's going to be food, there's going to be beer, there's going to be gin.
Yes.
In relation to art, what is going on?
So we've got an amazing curator this year. Her name is Mersha Adelang. She's from Mercy Collect. And she found amazing artists. So there's going to be fine art. Like I mentioned, there's going to be sculptors. So it's established artists as well as up-and-coming artists, local and international. I know there's one guy from Zimbabwe. So what we wanted to do was to really bring art into the space where people are going to be sitting and eating and watching music. Because what we found from previous years is that people don't really want to move out of the space where everything is happening to go to a gallery to see the art.
Mm.
Hence the reason why we wanted to bring the art to the people. So while you're sitting and enjoying your food, you're going to see a painter over there painting something or a sculptor, and you're really going to be moving within the art.
Yes.
So I think it's something different and something very special.
I must say, it does sound exactly like the Cape Winelands. I mean, I was recently traveling with Alan, and we went to Somerset West, and we went clay pigeon shooting at Lawrenceford Estate. And they had a very similar vibe. There was art to see. There was music playing. There was, food and wine. There was wine, Cape Town. And people were walking out, swaying from side to side with a big smile on their face. So I can highly recommend this. When is this happening? And give me all the details.
Okay, so it's happening this weekend, 30 September and 1 October, Saturday and Sunday. The gates open at 10 o'clock. And like I said, it's going to be at Kirikuren Country Estate in Pretoria.
That's this weekend,
yeah? This weekend, sure. Yes. So like in 2 days' time.
I hope you're prepared.
We are. We're very, very excited.
Yeah, shame. So all the crafters are sitting in their garages trying to pump out as much gin and wine as they
away.
Can.
Yeah. So tickets cost 120 Rand. If you buy it online from our website, it's www.thefinery.co.za. And kids under 12 enter free. And there's also an amazing kids corner where kids can be safely booked in at 60 Rand, but they will be kept busy throughout the day with crafts and games and
not craft beer, safe.
Craft beer, no.
Okay.
Craft art.
Okay, so there's crafts for the kids and crafts for the adults.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Exactly. We try and cater for everyone.
Brilliant. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
And I love that you threw in that part about the kids' corner, because let's face it, parents are actually looking for a weekend where they can just go and not worry about being a parent for a couple of hours.
Yeah, and the thing is, we really wanted to create an event where, you know, the whole family is welcome. And one of our artists actually said that, you know, when you're in Europe, the kids are exposed to art and theater a lot more than they are here. So for them to go into an art gallery or whatever and buy art isn't like a weird thing to do. Whereas here, it's almost the same people that keep on going to art galleries or theaters. Mm. But now the kids get exposed to the art. You know, they're going to be playing around the art and they're going to be making art themselves. And there's like, there's a kids show as well, Ali and Genie, based on the classic Aladdin for the kids at 11 o'clock every morning. So the kids will really also be exposed to the art, which I think is very special.
Brilliant. An amazing initiative. Yeah. Thank you, Nina.
Thank you so much.
We'll encourage people, get your tickets, go and experience Kiewit's Crew in the winelands of Pretoria.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for joining me. Cheers.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So, what does Nathaniel have to say?
People will do anything if it's for free. So I know people will do anything if it's for free.
Right, okay. And this isn't free, but there's crafts of all sorts. All right, so go get your tickets. Go get your tickets for King Kong as well, an absolute must see for South Africa, especially now. And then also for Rocktober Rumble, go and get tickets for that, the 28th of October. And then we are good to go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure being with you. I'm Nathan Rowe. I've been chilling here all by myself, missing Ellen. And yeah. That's pretty much all I have to say about that. Alan Ford, we miss you.
Alan!
I don't think you need me, you know. Yeah.
Alan!
The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.